inviting people from both public and private sector. From the public sector, that will be fire and police, planning departments. From the private sector, it can be security and safety people from corporate partners, the major retailers, food suppliers, those type of businesses from around the region.
You're going to be discussing how to respond to all types of different emergencies. What kind of things will you be talking about?
More than respond, we're going to be talking about how these communities and businesses can prepare themselves for those events. The Ike windstorm that came through years ago is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use no names, but one grocery store chain remained in operation while everyone else was shutting down because they had generators. So they had mitigated the issue of power loss before the event. We'll be looking at those type of things that all agencies and organizations can do to lessen the impact that will hit them when an event occurs.
And stores staying open is just one of the ways to help the community. Gas was a hard thing to get during the windstorm.
That is true. Another aspect of mitigation planning is planning for if you do lose the business, how soon can you get the business back open? In government, it's the same thing. If you lose a government building, much like happened in the eastern part of the state of Kentucky, courthouses were damaged and lost, city buildings were damaged and lost, police departments were completely wiped away. How long does it take you to stand back up and get your operation back to serving the public again? Do you have a plan for how you will do that?
And you make a great point about things like city buildings being destroyed that could be really applicable to the average everyday citizen, that they need to back up their records as well.
Absolutely. A big issue, especially in government, is are you archiving those records? Not only are you archiving those records, do you have the ability to then retrieve those records from archives so that you can get back into business again?
What advice would you offer for the average everyday citizen to be prepared themselves in their own home?
Have a plan for what you're going to do in your home for tornadoes or whatever different events that might occur, home fires, so on. Does everyone know how to evacuate? Where you're going to meet when you get out of the house? Does the adults in the home know how to turn off the utilities, the gas, the electric, the water? It's important that they know that. I also have a kit prepared if you have to evacuate your home. It's going to have a few necessities that will help you to get by for 42 to 72 hours. A big issue there is having a water supply that's available to you.
Water supply, change of clothes, food for the kids.
Yeah, but it's good to keep some cash. I know that's difficult in these hard times, but have some cash because much like we've seen in some of these windstorms, especially Ike and the ice storm,
mm-hmm.
a couple years later, ATMs aren't operating. Another issue, especially important, is prescription drugs. Don't get down to your last pill. I always try to keep at least a week's supply of medications available to you.
You can find out how to get more information about the Mitigation Strategies course in Campbell County on our website at wnku.org under local news. William Turner, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.